Go back to Romans chapter 1 and verse 15. He reiterates that and he says, so as much as in me is, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. Man, that's a strong statement. I'm ready. You know? Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh of the faith that is in you with meekness and fear. Verse 16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. So we see in the first few verses of this chapter, Paul was what? He was separated unto the gospel, but he was also ready to preach the gospel, and he wasn't ashamed of the gospel.
Amen.
You know, he was separated unto the gospel, he was ready to preach the gospel, and he wasn't ashamed of the gospel. And I think that when you have those three components, those three elements evident in your life, you know what happens? You begin to burn a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay? There, what does it mean to burn? It's to have that desire to go out and preach the gospel, yeah, to see people saved. Go to John chapter 5. Hold your place there in Romans chapter number 1. John chapter 5, I think a great example of this concept is John the Baptist. I mean, John the Baptist preached the gospel a lot when while he was on this earth. And verse 34 says, "But I received not testimony from man, but these things I say that ye might be saved." Verse 35, referring to John the Baptist, he was a burning and shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. But I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me that the Father hath sent me, so on and so forth. But in verse 35 says he was a burning and shining light. You know, he was a man that we could honestly say, yes, he was separated unto the gospel. I mean, his whole ministry was to bring in Christ, right? He was separated unto the gospel, but he was ready. He was ready, and he wasn't ashamed of it. He preached it to the Pharisees. He preached it. He preached the word of God to the Sadducees. He preached it to Herod. He wasn't ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I believe that each person, if they have these three elements, will have a burning desire to preach the gospel. You see, often in the Christian life, if we're not careful, you know what happens? We grow cold. We grow cold, our heart becomes callous, we just aren't on fire as we used to be, and it's like, man, I don't feel like soul winning, I don't want to tell people about the gospel. Well, you know what? You're missing these elements in your life. Amen. You're not separated. You say, well, I'm coming to church, but you're not separated unto the gospel.
Amen.
You say, well, I'm doing it, yeah, but you're not separated into the gospel of Jesus Christ. You say, well, you know, I know the gospel, but are you ready to preach the gospel?
Amen.
You say, but, you know, I go out on Saturdays sometimes, but you know what? Are you ashamed of the gospel? What about when your family's around? What about your friends? What about those who you know who are unsaved that you want to see come to Christ? Are you ashamed of them? But when you have those three elements, guess what? There's a burning desire to get the gospel out and see people saved.